Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
As the weather takes a turn, Johannesburg tomorrow 8 up to 18, Pretoria 10, 20 and Mbombela 11, 17.
The roads of Joburg, absolute mess at the moment, including Bedford View on the N3 South. There was an accident earlier at Van Buren Road. All the lanes are open, but the traffic's still heavily backed up there. And then heading over to Pretoria's side of the world, the traffic is moving very slowly on the N1 North, going towards Gersfontein Road.
In your sport headlines, Thomas Tutoi ready to fire as he gets a rare start for the Bucks this weekend, and John Plumtree makes two changes to the team that beat the Bulls for the Currie Cup final.
The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee has cut the repo rate by 25 basis points. An economist at Northwest University, Waldo Kriegel, says it could be even lower in the coming months, but the current change is a small one. We asked him how this will affect you and what it means for you.
For example, on a 2 million rand bond, it could reduce your monthly repayments by about 400 rand. The MPC still has a meeting in November, and economists think that they will be cutting the rate again and another few times early next year to leave us at a terminal repo rate of 7%.
And while we're talking about finances, according to the mayor of Tshwane, Celia Brink, there's been significant improvement in the metro's handling of its finances, which has yielded positive results. He says this is evident in the unaudited financial statement for the metro that was for the current financial year. It was given by National Treasury.
And although I have to stress that these financial statements are still unaudited, they do show significant financial recovery. A net surplus of 2.5 billion rand at the end of the financial year. This is a 1.4 billion rand increase from the previous year. Now, I want to stress once again, this is not a cash surplus, but it still shows significant improvement.
Then to Limpopo, where police have launched a manhunt for a suspect involved with the murder of a 12-year-old girl who was found near a farm in Harevele outside Makado. She's been selling vegetables in her neighborhood on Sunday when she went missing. And the police there say they are looking for the people involved. Then President Cyril Ramaphosa says the late Pravin Gordhan played an important role in South Africa's peaceful transition to democracy. He delivered a eulogy at Gordhan's funeral service at the Inkosi Albert Luthuli International Convention Center earlier today.
He was one of the architects in the end of our democratic constitution, both at a political level and at an organizing level, running the administration as well.
And finally, something for the music lovers. A previously unknown piece of music composed by none other than Mozart when he was probably in his early teens has been uncovered at a library in Germany. And the piece dates to the mid to late 1760s, and it consists of 7 miniature movements for a string trio. It lasts around 12 minutes. If you're curious, visit our website. You can click on news. I'm Marlene Fischer, Wefnies die Ier. Die repo-koers is met 25 basispunte verlaag.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock. It's the Jonas Brothers. Just like your exes in the room. This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.